Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He wants to be. If He isn't yours, He can be. In fact, if He isn't yours, He came to me. Luke 19 and 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." So, friend, listen, Jesus is the answer. I don't care what the problem is. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what's going on in your life. Jesus is the answer, friend, for you. Look, you're looking for something to satisfy and to fill that empty place in your heart, that longing in your soul. Look, it's not something, but it's someone, and His name is Jesus. Well, Debbie and I are happy that you decided to tune in this day to be with us, to share the Word of God. And oh, look, friend, I've got an exciting message that God has given to me today, and I don't know how I'll do with it, but regardless of how I do with it, the message itself is going to be good. I've opened my Bible up to the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, chapter 12. I'm going to read a few verses out of chapter 12, and I'm going to read a couple of verses in the beginning of chapter 13 of the book of Genesis. And we're going to look at some things. A message, I pray, that, well, that'll be a blessing to you. A message that I hope, if you're in the wrong place, will help you get to the right place. Look, we've all been there. We've all been there. Maybe you are there. I have no idea, but I know this. God has stirred this old preacher's heart with this message, and oh, how I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Well, before I do that, though, Deb's got a song queued up, ready to go. The title of it is "This Path I Take," and it'll go right along with the message God has laid on my heart. So you enjoy the music and the message that Debbie has in it. I'll be back with the message God has given to me in just a moment. Pray for me. Pray for you.
This path I take leads me through a barren land into a distant land called home. This path I take. Many have gone before me, and some have died in faith alone.
Thank you, Deb. You know what? As I was listening to that, I never thought about it before, but I wonder if that's the song the prodigal sang. Oh, I know Debbie wrote it. I know it's new, but listen, friend, he found the path home, and so can you. Look, I'm going to be talking today about people who need to go back to go forward. Hey, look, the title of the message is When Going Back is Going Forward. Now, I don't know of anybody that did not on occasion need to go back to where they started, need to go back where they met the Lord, needed to go back where they made a promise to God, needed to go back and find restoration, needed to go back and find a place of repentance, needed to go back and find what they left when, for whatever reason, wherever they went, whatever the cause, whatever the circumstances, they went in the wrong direction. So that's what Abraham did as we look in the book of Genesis chapter 12 and on down into verse 13. If I get to the prodigal over the 15th chapter of Luke, that's fine. If not, the same idea, the same truth apply to him. If I get to Jacob, and I don't know that I will, who went back to Bethel, but we'll see what God says. And look, I'm gonna read several scriptures, not everything, not even all parts of every verse that God has laid on my mind. And I want you to think with me about this man of the name of Abraham, who was not young when we run into him. We'll find that he's 75 years of age, being established in a place called Ur of the Chaldees, and yet God called him out to bring him in. And look, friend, all of us, God is training us. All of us, friend, learn lessons of life. All of us have our successes and our failures. All of us are called, now listen to this, to go forward. But every now and then something happens in our life. Every now and then when we fail to pray, refuse to pray, disobey God, when we make the wrong decision, when we go the wrong way, look, in order to continue to go forward, we gotta go back. We gotta go back. Now look, I want you to know something, that for the believer, for the follower of Christ, the thing that God wants us to do is to go forward, and I'll illustrate that quickly at the beginning of this message. If you listen to what the Word of God says about God's call to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and 13. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out. Listen now, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will shew thee. And I will make, now let me stop right there. Look, God, if you're a believer, say amen. If you're saved and on your way to heaven, you know it. Bless God. God has called us out of something so He can bring us into something. He doesn't want to live in the same old city of destruction like Lot did and his family. He wants to bring us out. He wants to deliver us. Hey, we're not to be in the same old place that we were when God found us, when Christ saved us, when He redeemed us with His blood, but He calls us to a new place, to a new life, a new way of living, a new person to trust in, a new power to live in. But he says this in verse 2, and I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that curse thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. How wonderful it is to hear that word of God. And by the way, that's still in effect today. Bless God. Thank God for a president currently at the making of this program that stands for Israel. That moved, friend. It may not seem much to you. That moved, friend. Our embassy over there to Ala Tel Aviv, to the city, the capital of Jerusalem. So look in verse 4. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken with him. Look at verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, He said unto him, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him, and he moved. He removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. So Abraham journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down to Egypt to sojourn there. So the famine was grievous in the land. Can I tell you something, friend? Look, God called him out of Ur of the Chaldees, brought him into the land milk and honey, the land that was promised to him, the promised land, if you will. And when he got there, in God's will, he ran into a problem, ran into a famine. Didn't read anything about a famine on Ur of the Chaldees. Did not read anything at all about that. But when he got to the place that God told him, I want you to go, I'll meet you there, I'll bless you there. God allowed a famine of the land. Listen, he's going to try our faith. Me and you, if we're saved on our way to heaven, our sins are under the blood, our names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, mark it down, sir, ma'am, we're going to be tried. We need to stay, we need to stand, we need to wait on God, we need to trust in Him. And notice something, the Bible said that He went down. He journeyed still going south, and the Bible said when there's a famine in the land, He went down into Egypt. Can I tell you something really quickly? Every time we get out of the will of God, every time we disobey God, we go down. Every time we go down, we go towards Egypt, go to the world, go to the things of the world, go to the things that we used to do while we're in the world, we're going down. But hallelujah, everybody that heads to Jerusalem, heads to that place where God's name is, the city of God, the place where God has done the work to bring redemption to us, we're always going up. Thank God, you got to decide which way you are going. Now look what he said on over there in chapter 13. After all the events of chapter 12 happened. I mean, after all of that stuff that happened, he got down into Egypt, he lied, he deceived Pharaoh, he disobeyed God, he gave his wife up instead of protecting her, and had God not stepped in, bad things could happen. Pharaoh confronted him, sent him and Lot, all of the wealth that they got down there in Egypt, along with this woman by the name of Hagar, and you said, well, preacher, they came out of Egypt blessed. Oh, look, everything that they received in Egypt, I troubled them. Look, because they got a lot of wealth, Abraham and Lot couldn't live together. They parted their ways just a few verses after this. Hagar, that Egyptian maid, you know what she did? She was a cause of division and sorrow in their home. And she is the one through whom Isaac came into this world. If you remember that, I mean to tell you, because that Lot went down into Egypt, tasted what Egypt had, everything that Lot did. He measured it by his time down in Egypt, what he saw there and he experienced there. Listen, friend, I'm telling you, you can go to Egypt if you choose to, but it can be the downfall and the ruin of your family, just like it was Lot and his family. And I'm going to tell you something, there are no benefits. No benefits in disobedience. But oh, look what happened. Look what had happened. And Pharaoh had more sense than the man of God did. And he sent him away. And look, verse 1 of chapter 13, and Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. And Lot was with him. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And he went on his journey from the south. Even now, watch this. Sounds like verse 8, does it not? Of chapter 12. And he went on his journey from the south unto Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. You know what you won't find when Abraham was down in Egypt? And I know he's Abram. Forgive me for not using his name before God changed it and showed that God had graced him and blessed him. I know it was Abram. But I'll tell you, when Abraham was down in Egypt, you don't read of two things. You don't find that he built an altar, and you don't find that he prayed. He was on his own. He thought he knew better than God. He thought his wisdom was just as good. And instead of seeking God, approaching God, calling on God, waiting on God, he decided, well, I think I've got this thing nailed. I'll just go ahead and do what I thought. Can I tell you something, friend? God's way for His people is always forward. When God brought the children of Israel several hundred years out of Egypt after this, when they got to a place according of the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 15, it is, I believe, when they got to the Red Sea, when Pharaoh's army was behind, when they were literally between a rock and a hard place, how the Red Sea was before them, and it looked like their end, it looked like their annihilation. You know what God said? God told Moses, tell him to go forward when there didn't seem to be a way. The Red Sea was in front, but God, listen, made a way when there was no way. God will make a way for you, sir, ma'am. You'll just stand. I don't know where you're headed. Don't know where you're looking. Don't know where you're pointing. But I know where you can end up if you're not careful. But I'll tell you, I don't care if you've taken a step away from the Lord. You've gone too far. It's time to turn around. Time to go back. And I'm telling you, listen, when you go back, it's going forward because God's way for His people is forward. Listen to what He said in that verse in Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Cry, why criest thou unto me, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward." Thank God. That's what Paul said, did he not? In the book of Philippians, he said this. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before." In verse 14 of chapter 3, he goes on to say, "I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Hey, friend, we've got our marching orders. We've got our direction. We've got Him from the Most High God. And He says, march forward. But there are times. There are times we've all went back. There are times we've all disobeyed. There are times that we've all gone to the hog pen. There are times we've all went into Egypt. Some of us has brought back more trouble and more destruction and more sadness, more sorrow than others. But I want to tell you, friend, look, if you find yourself in the wrong place, when you turn around and go back, retrace your steps, go back to where you met with God, prayed with God, built an altar with God, heading back to Father's house, to all that Father has, it's the best way when you're going in the right direction when you go back. Do you hear? Well, I'll tell you, friend, listen, some of you need to go back. It's time that you go back. It's time that you go back in order to go forward. Now look, going forward, listen, going forwards, getting to where God is always right. I mean to tell you, it's always in the right direction. When we repent, it's right. When we head in the right direction, when we repent, it's heading in the right direction again. And look, if we fail, whenever we do what we do, if the sooner we return, the sooner we turn back, the sooner we get back where we were to the place that we were in the beginning, the better it'll be. The better it will be. Do you understand what I said? If when we fail, if you've already failed, if you're in a time of failure, this message is for you. And here's what I encourage you to do. Stop where you're at. Look, come to yourself like the prodigal. The Word of God says the prodigal did, and then just return. Repent and return. Look, it's time to get back. Not tomorrow, but today. It's time, friend, listen, we get back where we were at. Get back on God's ground. Get back in the place God can use us for His glory and for His honor. I'm telling you, friend, it's better to go back than it is to go on, to be stubborn. Have a look. You know what the Word of God says? The Word of God says things like this in the book of Genesis, right on down through to the book of Malachi, or Malachi, we like to call him down at our church. There for our admonition, the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples that are written for you or for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world has come. We need to learn something from this. We need to learn by this. And look again in Genesis 13. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, all that he had, and Lot with him. You know where he went? He went back to the place he'd built an altar. Went back to that place just beyond or near Bethel. Out of that place, bless God, that he called upon God when he began to pray for him or to him between Bethel and Hai. Oh, thank God, that's where you need to go, sir. That's where you need to go. Maybe you need to repair the altar like Elisha did over there in the book of, where's it at? 1 Samuel. Maybe it's there like on Mount Carmel. Bless God, when there had been no worship, when there had been no sacrifice. I mean to tell you, when the nation of Israel had forsaken the one true God and found out before the day was over when Elijah had called him to Carmel that the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. He's the one of a kind. He's the one of one and only. He's not a God among gods. He is God above all gods. He is the one true God. He is the one one that is, and besides Him there is no other. Hey, let me ask you something, sir or ma'am. Where does this day find you? Where does the beginning of this day find you? Can I ask you where you've been over the weekend? Where you were at Friday? Oh, you made those plans, did you not? Look forward to the weekend. Man, you thought you'd head someplace. Thought you'd go down the road. Thought you'd go down to this place and that place. And you know what? You found yourself in a mess. You know what it's time to do? It's time to turn around. It's time to go back. It's time to repent. It's time to let God restore you. It's time to let God cleanse you, revive you. It's time maybe for you, sir, ma'am, to be regenerated. Time for you to be saved. Aren't you sick of the hell holes of this world? Aren't you sick of that slop that the devil has to offer you? Aren't you sick, listen, of all those glittering lights that go out? Aren't you sick of all that party time that turns to silence and deadness and drunkenness and hungoverness and emptiness? I'll tell you, isn't it time that you come to the Lord? Isn't it time that you get filled up? Isn't it time that you get fixed up? Isn't it time that you get straightened up? Ah, thank God. Listen, I'm telling you, friend, look, when you disobey the Lord, the only right thing to do is go back to the place where you left Him and made a new beginning. And can I tell you something, Glory to God, I'm about to shout out of my shoe. Well, I don't have any shoes on, but I'm about to shout the house down. Let me say it that way. Can I tell you no failure is permanent? Bless God, look, if you're a believer, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're a saint of God, you've disobeyed, if you went down to Egypt, if you thought, well, I'm making a right decision, you found out it's the wrong one. If you're like the prodigal, you left at daddy's house and ended up in the pig pen. I'm telling you, it's time for you to head home. No failure is final, thank God. I am the school of faith. Abraham went back to his tent. Abraham went back to his altar. Abraham went back to his pilgrim and stranger character in this life. And you know what God did? God blessed him. Let me tell you something before I finish this program today. You may get something like a Hagar when you go down into Egypt. You may end up with something like an Ishmael because you went down into Egypt. Oh, friend, you may lose something like somebody as special to you as Lot. And Lot, listen now, because he went down into Egypt with Uncle Abraham, he pretty much lost all of his family. But can I tell you, God will restore you. God will refresh you. God will revive you. I mean to tell you, listen, God will put you back on the right path. He'll bring blessings to you. I mean to tell you, he's still got a work for you. He's got, listen, he's got a place. His promises, listen, the gifts and the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, because the throne is occupied, because the tomb is empty, because the cross is bare. Can I tell you something, friend? Hey, failure for the believer, failure for the Son of God, failure for the child of God is not final. And sir, ma'am, if you've never been saved, if you've never drank, I bless God from that river of water of life. I'll tell you, the Spirit's saying come. The bride is saying come. And you can get a drink that'll satisfy you. Hey, I'm telling you, there's a time when going forward means you gotta go back. When going back is going forward. When you go back to the place that you ought to be in. When you go back to the place that was the right place and yet you left it. You knew it was the right place. You knew that you were going in the wrong way. You knew that you were going down instead of up. You knew that you were going down to Egypt instead of up to Jerusalem. Ah, thank God, listen, there's a God of grace. There's a throne of mercy and grace where you, sir, where you, ma'am, where you, sinner, friend, I can find help in the time of need. Well, I'm telling you what, I've been there a lot of times. I've found grace. I've found mercy. I went with, listen, friend, I went with shame, went with sorrow, went like David said, with broken heart and a contrite spirit. And friend, I found God to be the God of all grace. Just like the Word of God said, I found out how that the blood of Jesus Christ, according to the book of 1 John 1:9, I believe it is, can cleanse me from all sin when I go and confess that I have sinned. When I do, I like the proverb said, when I confess and forsake my sin, I find something of the power of the blood. I find something of the promise of Almighty God. I find something something, the purpose of God, to do something so He could be glorified. Now listen, listen, if I were you, I'd come to myself right now. Bless God as God is dealing with you. And as sure as I'm standing here, I know He is. He's speaking to you through the Spirit, speaking through you through this Word, through this old preacher's voice. God's calling you out of the pig pen. God's calling you out of Egypt. God's calling you back to a place of prayer, a place of fellowship, a place of purpose, a place of power, a place of cleanliness, a place, listen, bless God, of satisfaction. And oh, if I were you, bless God, I'd get back there. I'd run. I mean to tell you, I'd get on my way. I'd say, here I am, Lord. It's me again. Hey, listen, listen. When going back is going forward, hey, that's what I'd do. I'd get up and go. I'd get up and move. I wouldn't wait another moment. I'd go now. Call and let me know right, and let me know that you have.
Thank you for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.